Kaya Biz.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And I recall in early December and late November of 2021, when we witnessed Momentum Metropolitan embarking on launching and, of course, celebrating the spirit of volunteerism through its sixth annual Lesedi Annual Awards, which really does speak to the spirit of volunteering and volunteerism. And many of us might think, oh, well, I'm just giving up my time, a little bit of community work here and there. But the truth is, there is deep-seated investment that takes place here. It's not just your time, but really effort and emotion and a connection that is established by employees of Momentum Metropolitan who have made phenomenal heaps and bounds of and gained great success in changing the lives of individuals through the spirit of volunteerism. Someone who's done exactly that is Regan Mayer. He is the Lesedi Spirit of Volunteering Award winner and founding director at Training for Change and management accountant at Metropolitan, who joins us on the line this evening. Regan, good to touch base with you this evening. So delighted to speak to you and I guess also reflecting on your journey. But welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you, Zuzu. It's good speaking about this very important topic of volunteerism this evening.
Yeah. Maybe let's start exactly there, Regan. Many might think, well, it's volunteerism. I don't have the time, or I do have the time, but I'm not sure if this is quite the cause for me. Help us unpack from your perspective and under your experience, you know, what volunteerism is to you and what it's actually translated into for the people that you do happen to assist.
Yeah, I think for myself, volunteerism is always a very personal thing. I mean, I grew up in an area called Bishop Lavers in Cape Town, where opportunities were few, gangsterism and crime was rife. But I think for myself, my parents saw the importance of education, and my father invested in my education during that time. And today, it gives me the opportunity to be able to impact other boys' life in Karamandi, in Stellenbosch, in Kloetersville, because I saw the power of what investing in somebody does, which was my father, my teachers. And now today, I have the opportunity to pay that forward. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a little award and bursary handover on Saturday with the students.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our boys who we fund, he actually was the top 10 for the school. And stories like that really encourage us to do more. And I would really encourage every person out there just to get their skin in the game and do something.
And that's quite important, as you say, get your skin in the game, do something. And it really does speak to the importance of volunteerism. You yourself work for Metropolitan, and under Momentum Metropolitan have received acknowledgement for your efforts as a volunteer. And I guess where I'm going with this is understanding the importance and the important role that your employer has played in supporting your volunteerism efforts. Why has that been critical, and how has it, you know, assisted you in meeting your goals and objectives through your organization?
That's such an important question, Gugu. It's like, as an individual, I think although you put in so much effort, your reach is sometimes limited. So Momentum Metropolitan has a staff volunteerism program called Lesedi. The Lesedi Awards, which I won one of the Spirit of Volunteering Award and the Individual Volunteer Award, is where they recognize those employees who go above and beyond in their own charitable efforts. And it's really a way for the company to recognize these employees and show appreciation and support for these employers. I mean, during COVID, it was very evident that there was many people to reach.
Yeah.
And I think your reach is so much better when you have a big corporate behind you. Personally winning it as well, it's great to work with an organization that doesn't only value their financial bottom line, which is only looking inwardly, but they also look outwardly and understand the importance of social responsibility and the impact of that in their communities. So I think it's key to be able to build partnerships with the employer and in order to have sustainable impact.
And that's important that you mention that, because you're quite right. It's about expanding that reach, right? And this gives us such amazing insight into what the award that you recently received, as you say, the 2021 Lesedi Individual Volunteer Award, as well as the highly coveted Spirit of Volunteering Award. I remember that night, though, Regan. There was ululating, there was whistling. It was really a great evening of celebrating individuals like yourselves and your colleagues, and But it goes beyond that, as you say. It's not just about a slight cash injection and, of course, an award that evening. But help us understand what these are more awards and its significance actually means to you and the organization that you serve.
Yeah, personally, I think anybody that volunteers, it's never, I think when you volunteer, it's always a very personal thing. We don't generally do it to be recognized. But I think as an organization, when an organization does that, it always, it makes you feel personally good. I think it encourages you to push on. And it also gives you a sense that the organization understands the impact the employees have. And then what they do through that is they create this connection between myself and the organization. Mm. Because, you know, it's much more than just the salary you get at the end of the month. But they actually have a vested interest in making a difference. Mm. And I think that's what really stands out for me. And that's why I was really shocked when I got the award. Really? Because you don't go there to be recognized, but when it does happen, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah. No, it is. And it's an acknowledgement that is fair and clear and highly deserved given the efforts that you share. But I guess many of our listeners might be sitting back and thinking, okay, Regan, you've won a phenomenal award. Volunteerism has not only worked for you, but the students and the scholarship that you mentioned earlier and the lives that you've touched. But tell us more about your initiative, Training for Changes, and most importantly, how we can actually get involved as other members of the public at large, whether or not we're based in Bishop Lavis or not.
Okay. So I grew up loving soccer, and I think many boys and people across the world just love soccer. So Training for Changes basically use sport, specifically futsal, as a catalyst for community transformation. So we focus on education inside and outside of the classroom, specifically boys. Outside of the classroom, Training for Changes focuses on character development. So we instill positive behavior like teamwork, discipline. We focus on key matters like gender-based violence because we're working with boys, which is very important in the communities. Inside of the classroom, we understand the importance of education, so we actually have people that assist us with innovative literacy and numeracy programs so that our boys can get individual attention and improve their literacy and their numeracy, which is quite important. And in 2020, my wife and I decided, hey, it makes sense. These boys need to go to good high schools. So we decided to start the Reggie Mayer Education Fund, which is named after my dad, who just understood the significance of education. And we are actually funding 5 boys at the moment to attend the private school, then Calling Academy in Stellenbosch. So we basically, through this volunteering, combining my two passions, sport and education, which is awesome.
Oh, fantastic. And I'm glad that it's working out. And as you say, it's really changing the lives of these young scholars and students that you happen to assist, many of whom who are growing and advancing. And this really speaks to the spirit of volunteerism. But to close off with, Regan, you not only play a role as a volunteer and has influenced the lives of many, you also play a role as an employee of a large company that is also assisting the lives of many through financial services offerings. What's your parting shot to someone who might be sitting there thinking, I can't find the passion or the purpose. I don't have the time. I'm not too sure my employer will get behind me on this one. What's your message to them to get them off their laurels and motivated to go out there and to volunteer and change the lives of others?
I think a hurdle for many people is the fact that the need is so big. You know, you look out there and you're like, what can I do? But I think it's important, like I said earlier, alluded to, just to get the skin in the game. Whether it's assisting your neighbor who needs help with food, and whether it's your friend whose child needs to go to school and assisting, you need to get your skin in the game. And I think, like any good habit, once you get into it, I think it's really a sense of, what can I do more? And I think as you start doing this, you start envisioning what you can do, and people will start attaching to your dream. And if you're passionate about it, you will be able to reach more people. And in this case, with Momentum Metropolitan, that's exactly what happened. They attached to my dream and my vision, and we are able to reach more people. Mm. So I think just do something. whether it's financially, whether it's just your time. I think everybody has the ability to do that. So just get up and do something. I think that's the key metric for me.
Regan, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Continue changing the lives of many young people and impacting them in a positive light. We really, really appreciate your effort and time this evening.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time as well.
Indeed. That's Regan Meyer, Lesedi Spirit of Volunteering Award winner and founding director at Training for Changes and Management Accountant at Metropolitan. The value of human connection is something that we cannot dismiss. And over the past year, we have heard countless stories about people selflessly volunteering and doing everything in their power to help those around them. The Lesedi Awards were created to recognize Momentum Metropolitan employees who offer their time and resources to those in need. Volunteering is not only lights up the lives of others in times of darkness, but also helps us find reasons to be thankful. This is how we can be connected through kindness.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.